Okay. So, litein karkum betavshul. So the first thing is, we have to explain what karkum is. Because l'chayra, it should make a difference in the understanding of this halach, and a tavshul is any tavshul that probably doesn't need much interpretation, but we'll see that it, we'll see, what? Tavlin. I know, but it's important to get the nekuda that it's about tavlin, because we'll soon see some cases are not sviya. This is about sviya ba'eichlin, maybe not all cases. If you know the case of karkum, maybe it's dafka karkum. Maybe it's dafka this. Tavshul. It is a little bit important to know what tavshul is. Is it liquidy? Is it foody? Are we talking about a liquid? Are we talking about a solid? Keep that in mind. Okay, so again, lite karkum. Karkum is a spice. Tavshul, is it a liquid? Is it a soup? Or does it make a difference? Ve'ein lachush, you don't have to worry about, say, ve'ya. Now, does that mean your kavana was not for tzviya and don't worry about it? Or the kavana of putting this in is for tzviya? It's big machlekes apaiskim, how to learn of this Shulchan Aruch. We'd assume see Mishabura brings both days. Not the way I explained it, but because he doesn't bring it back into the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Shulchan Aruch, actually. You'll soon see them. There's two dais. If, let's say, I put it in for the coloring, the kavana is for the coloring, does it change this halacha? But the point is, ain't tzviya ba'eichlam, that by food, there's no sugya tzviya. Okay? So again, litain is to put, karkum betavshul. What is karkum spice? Tavshul, we said that l'choyrit should make a difference. If it's a liquid or a solid, it would make a difference in halacha, maybe. The ain lachas, you don't have to worry about tzeveya. Does that mean that your kavana is that you're putting it in for tzviya, or the kavana is you're putting it in for spice? And you don't have to worry about the side effect, that it's also being tzeveya. The ain tzviya ba'eichlam. Mishnah Berurah, mutter. The chain mutter litain. Adam yayin adam b'seich yayin lovin. You're allowed to put red wine into white wine. The alpha pishim is adam. Even though, again, we do this Pesach, sometimes Tuba Pesach.
Also.
They do this Tuvashvat, Tuvashvat.
Yeah, but a Tuvashvat Seder is
a Tuvashvat Seder?
It's about that Narvizvat.
Oh, yeah? Now I need my fin. Get me my fin. I gotta listen to this. Okay, I gotta tell you this. You just struck a chord in me. When I grew up, I didn't even know there was such a thing as Tu B'Shvat. I come from such a Litvish home that I never even knew there's such a thing as Tu B'Shvat. I never heard of it. I never heard of Tu B'Shvat. When Tu B'Shvat? What Tu B'Shvat? Tu B'Shvat, there's Dan on my papers. I have to know that there's a Yom to call Tu B'Shvat. Yeah. Kids, I came to Tarit Tzvima. And the entire team, there's a whole thing, and they bring Tzadikim and Rosh Hashivas to speak, and Rama Golis makes a whole Peiris Tish, and I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Sister, what are you talking about? It's Tu B'Shvat. I go, are you kidding? I thought they're playing with me. I never heard of such a thing. I never heard of Tu B'Shvat in my life. That's the litmus all of my life. So now you're going to tell me that there's a whole Pesach Seder on Tu B'Shvat? Is that what you're telling me?
Because it's 70 days. No, I'm sorry. 60 days before.
So what, they eat matzahs also?
No, but they have.
They get a party planner and they set up a station.
Avakaisis also? Avakaisis?
It's based on the.
No, but seriously, avakaisis
yeah.
They drink?
I think so.
Now you got me interested.
It's based on the Rizal, and that's because it's the haschala of the Zman.
The Rebbe's, when you see those big fruit plates and then all the and Yated, they have avakaisis, they drink wine and everything also?
Maybe it's later. If they have to press it.
All right.
I saw one. My wife used to work in like some Talmatoria, whatever, she came home. They gave her sheets that she's supposed to hand out that had about this Tu B'Shvat Seder. And at first I was like,
well, seems
horrific. It's like some fry is that. I don't know where did they get this idea. And I asked them.
All right, I'll look into it. Okay, tomorrow, Rabbis, I'll have the information for you. We'll get down to the bottom of this one. Now. This spice, l'choyra rabbeisai, alright, is it normal to do or is it not normal to do? The story of karkum, is it darkei? L'choyra spice is a normal thing to put in, right? Is it normal to put yayin adam b'seich yayin lavum? It's interesting. I don't know. I know Pesach they try to do that because by Pesach Seder you want red wine. The brackets is something. The brackets is when your kavana is for the tzviya shabai, there's a nishma, and not for the achila. So the nishmas adam says you should be machmer. It's only that, right? Your kavana is to make only color. So even though lechayim mistaver dein lahachmir, because that's what it's mashma in the shulchan aruch that there's no din of tzviya, but the nishmas adam says there's a problem. What does he mean by that? That the karkum is there for taste. But I want to know, is it normal? Meaning it's normal, right? But the ayin adayim and the ayin lavan.
You're specifically doing it for the color.
You're doing it just for the color?
Yeah.
You think so? And if, let's say, I was.
I don't know. It's almost empty. You want some more wine. You pour red wine.
We're going to get to the coffee and tea. We're going to get to it. It all depends on how you learn up this halach. The coffee and the tea.
You don't want the color. You don't care about the color.
Okay, so let's discuss this. Mishbur Sharatzi, we're gonna get to this. Rabbi says, beautiful, it's a beautiful sugya. Moktia. Very good zikar. Okay, let's go back. This in Shin Yud Ches. Come. Now, so let's see. Nachamal. So let's see Vashtetam. Vachay muta lita yayin odin besaych yayin lovon. The afal pisha misad. Now, I just want to tell you, if you look at this, this is actually a Ramah. I think it's very important that we should know this. You'll say, it's not a Ramah. Not here, right? Look on the Sharatzian Dalad Mem, and a lot of people would miss that. It's a Darkim Moshe. It's a Ramah, Rabbi. It's very important. It's a very important Nekuda. It's a real Ramah. It's not Stam Achveis Anachrin. It's a Ramah. Okay? I don't really know why it's not in the Ramah here.
Why is it any different than what
Mechava said? Oh, so Teretz is because it's Doim to the case in the Mechava.
And Ramah put it together.
Right? So is it a regular normal case or it's not a normal case?
Why is it not going to talk about it if it's not normal?
No, you don't see what I'm trying to say. What I mean to say is this was a normal habit that people would take two wines and put them together and give it a different color or flavor or whatever the story is? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure how to learn this halacha. Tomorrow, like I said, obviously it's not for today because we're not going to get that far. When you learn the whole sugyam, it's important to know this. Is this a story of Darkoi becomes mutter, but where it's not Darkoi, it won't be mutter. Let's see, it's Darkoi to do this, and then you don't have to worry about Sviya. But what happens if it's not the normal thing to do? Or maybe the other way around. Where it's not normal to do, it becomes mutter of Ein Sviya Ba'eichlim. But where it's normal, it becomes Aser. My question is this a normal? Is this the case? Litin Karkin B'Tavshel? Is
it?
Hot like a paprika. A lot of it is the color. A lot of it is the color. That's exactly the case. I bring paprika. It's exactly the case. Now, boy, I ask you to trust me on this. There's no way for you to get it clear in one night. It's a lot of pratim in the big sugi. By tomorrow, you'll have it clear. But I know you want to do Hanukkah. Okay, whatever. But we'll do it anyway tomorrow. We started this. Okay, one more day. Paprika is a good example. Can I just throw out where I got this from? Meaning, I held this, that this is the sugya, but I saw it klar. Take out the chayodam. The chayodam, klal chav dalit nishmas adam ois gimel, says this nekuda. Is the karkum dovish darkoi or dovish ain darkoi? Is it a normal thing to do or not a normal thing to do? Quickly. Chav dalit nishmas adam ois gimel. Okay, while he looks this up, I have another question. I want you to paskin for me. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if my kavana is color, then the Nishmas Adam is machmir, is it only for color?
Nishmas Adam, ois,
plow, chavdalid, Nishmas Adam, ois, gimel. I know, so get to the shinui part.
Shinui?
Yeah. This Mishnah Berurah, Boisai, yeah? Where the pshat is that he has, right? He does it l'shem mashkim. So in the brackets, he brings the Nishmas Adam. Now, I'm not really sure what that means. Does he mean that if he wants us to paskin like this Nishmas Adam? Why is it in brackets? I'm not really sure. Does that mean he's paskining? What? He did it. The brackets are him. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. So I don't know what that means. That means that we should just know that there's a Nishmas Adam Shemachmi. He wants us to be Machmi. I don't know. It's very Negei L'maisa. But either way, okay? Let's say this nishma, but what is this nishma sadam? Is this, you have it? You want to read it? Oh, shadak litzvoya. Yeah? Yeah, the derech is not to be tzevei oichel. So let's say lu yitzuyer, you have a spice that its purpose is tzvia. It might be worse. It might not be this mechaber. Derech should tzeivim boy. Go ahead. Wait a minute. Go ahead. Yeah. That's the. Okay. Yeah, he says that's the shita. The shita that's chaylik holds because it was darker. It was darker for tzvia. The shita that's chaylik. This is the machlokes of Rishonim. So he's saying the shita that's chaylik holds because since it's darker, it's tzvia, so then it becomes also. And he's passing that it's mutter because you know your kavan is not for the tzvia. Yeah, I understand, but I'm just saying that this nekuda of darkly and not darkly, is it normal, is it not normal? It's all in Nishma Sadam. There's a chil. You have to learn up the Shulchan Aruch well.
So he's asking on the Urim and the Smach.
Good, I understand, but you see this lumnus. I'm saying the nekuda of the lumnus that could be when it's darkly for this or it's not darkly, which is a paprika. A paprika is a good example. What? I'm sorry, what? No, I'm just saying, but you put it on the chicken and it comes sphere, it makes coloring. I don't know if it's for the flavor as much as for the coloring. It could be both. So this is what I want to know. Oh, so I want you to answer me this question. Yeah, the paprika is meant for color. But that's what it is. When a woman cooks a chicken.
No, I know for sure.
For color, 100%, 100%, please. Was redster? Go speak to all the mamas, the Yiddish mamas. Paprika is for. Paprika is otherwise the chicken looks pale. Okay, Rev Paltiel, answer this question. How do you learn what?
And
what does he say?
He says no and he says yes.
I think it helps for flavor. It doesn't help for the flavors. The Baisa, you see the shit? You understand how beautiful my shit is?
I eat. I don't cook.
How many people would talk about this food? I want to know.
Eat.
And you know the tendency is everything has to be broken down.
So you cook, you don't test your food. How are you supposed to know how does it taste like?
The paprika, is it?
See, he cooks. I eat. I know it tastes different. He doesn't eat, so he doesn't know.
Okay, the kids are on my side. Can I tell you what I really think you have to do? Go home and ask your wives tonight. And you know what you should tell your wife tonight? I trust you in halacha and I tell your wife, you should know that the Rav said, I should ask you because you have more Yiras Shemayim than me and you're bigger, and you know, and we mechabed your wife. Now, Bekitza, what do we have over here? We have a gemalli yishtik. How do you learn up those brackets? That if he does it for what? For color? Is the word only should be stuck in there? Is it only for color? Or if he does it also for color? Is the first pshat that for taste and for color, so then it's mutter. Mashenkin, if it's only for color, it's aser. Or it's even if it's also for color, which means it's only mutter when it's for taste. It's a whole shot. I don't know. I have a suffix how to learn this Mishnah Berurah.
Do you include the gum king before the gum?
Yeah, but basically, it's the reading of it. That's what it is. Hamoyri de ka'ari, you hear? The question is, does the Mishnah Berurah say that the. First of all, I don't know if we have to pass like this Mishnah Berurah. It's in brackets. I don't know what to do with that.
They put the comma before the gum cane, huh?
So let's read. Let me see how the two. And what are you and Mishnah Berurah have it?
No comma.
It's interesting. It there's something. There's something in the reading over here. You hear? Is it when you put it in for taste and also for color? Or if you're putting it in for color, dafka? Okay. Now, he's putting the red wine into the white wine, yeah? What would be if it was the other way around?
What's the reason to mix?
You notice, I don't know. I don't know, so I told you, I gave you two examples. I either mix because I like the taste, maybe, or I mix it because of Pesach night, you want a red colored wine. I just told you an example, perfect example. So there I'm only doing it for the color. What would be in such a case?
But it's darker, it's normal.
What?
In that case, the Pesach is darker to do it. Mashiach can every other night.
I don't know, that's already a chiddush. I don't know if it was that dark. You had a certain night to do it.
Yeah, it's like it's a certain night.
It's good for this. Let me hear what Rabbi Felder say. The what? The what?
Not to do it.
Because the kavan is only shaped. Okay, there's mechan to non gun. That's what it is. When it's mechan, there's no head. So unless the guy can come and say that he likes the taste, maybe, you know, it's like this. Let's say if a guy says like this, I don't like the taste of the white one. It's bitter. I'd rather make it sweeter, so then it will be mutter, depending on how you learn up this Mishnah. The kavan is for both. The kavan is for both. But if the pshat is that I also have in mind that I want it for the eating purposes, then maybe it'll be mutter.
Yeah, white grape juice and red wine.
Same thing. It all depends on what my kavan is.
That's
again, I want the taste, and then it's no problem. Okay. Whenever I want the taste, but I also want the color. It's this Shiloh had to learn this Mishnah. Now, I have a different Shiloh. Notice, in both cases, and I hold some beautiful deep, you're putting the karkum into the tafshel, and you're also putting the red wine, which is giving the coloring, into the white wine. What happens if it's the other way around? Can I take the white wine and put it into the red?
What do you think?
I'm bringing it up because I'm bottling. Of course I'm bringing it up for the tea. That's a good paskin.
That's a
because Rabbi Wolker made a diak in that based on the diak he paskin. Let me talk. The shah is where it comes from. But the first thing I look at this halacha and I analyze. The word is litein karkum betavshel. The second thing is I see the Mishnah Berurah from the Ramah, which again I don't understand why. Like I said, the Ramah is not a Ramah here. It should be a Ramah over here. Unless a pshat is it's so posh, it's licked in the mechaben. You don't need a Ramah. So then why would Ramah speak it out over there? Okay, whatever. All right? It's a Ramah. It's the same case. Litei karkum betavshel. Maybe the other way around. What happens if I took the tavshel, I put it into the karkum? I take the yayin or the yayin lavon and I put it. Maybe it'll be mutter. Maybe it's better. Why? Because I didn't put the color.
It doesn't look like you're doing tzviya.
It didn't look like I was being tzviya. Maybe it's mutter. Maybe. We're going to get to it tomorrow. I just want to bring out the horrors. Okay. Ein tzviya. Oh. What happens when it's color, but the color adds to the taste, even though it doesn't really add to the taste? And if you don't get the right answer to this, I'm shocked. Give me an example where color is added, but the color is not so much for the color to look nice, but it rather gives a better taste, even though there's no taste.
The lollipops.
Avada. The cases of the cherry for the children. It's a posh zach. A child thinks he tastes better because it's red. So you're dekha doing it for coloring.
But they really all taste the same.
They all taste the same. I know.
What are you doing?
Sometimes you take an eichel. Let's say an ice cream. When a guy eats an ice cream, okay, a part of ice cream, 90% of them, they all taste the same. But if it has green in it, you think it's a pistachio. It tastes much better, you hear? It tastes much, much better. Can you give me the pistachio one? And the guy who made it is laughing his head off because it's all the same. It's all the same. What would you call that? I don't eat ice cream. What do you think? Those days are over. You reach a certain age, there's no ice cream, and there's no candy, and there's no lollipops. What is this? Huh? It adds taste, right? Even though it's just color.
No.
It tastes like color. Certain colorings just make it look better, that's all. Okay. Now, ein tzviya ba'eichel. What about mashkin? L'chayr from the Ramah. Right, Rabbi Sai, what about Mashkin? L'chayr from the Ramah.
Yayin.
Maybe that's what the Ramah is adding. Maybe the Ramah is adding Mashkin. I want you to know that the truth is, if you did the sugya, you would know that this is a very important nekud in the whole sugya. Because the achrayim that want us come and say that there is tzviya by Mashkin. There are many achrayim that say, yes, tzviya by Mashkin. And Oichel is different, and Tafshel is different. So they come to explain, either we paskin not like the Ramah, Or, and I'm going to show you a list of achronim, grois achronim, the paskin, yesvia, b'mashkin. It's only by tafshil. Or, yayin is different, it's more like oichel. People are not say veya, which is an interesting word. It's choshev. In other words, you don't put coloring into wine. Wine is a choshev thing. You don't. Nobody does it. It's wine dafka. Because I was clear. What's shot? What the Ramo talks about wine? What is the only thing that they put coloring into? And the teretz is, it's the only thing they didn't put coloring into. It's the only thing they didn't put coloring into. Yayin, if you wanted to make it colored, you would take wine, red and white. But you wouldn't put an outer color in it. It's a mayrik in the kuder, Rabbi Isai. In the Rishayim, if you look at the Mahalach in the Rishayim, it's this. Let me tell you the Achrayim that argue, because it's very important. The Rav Payalim, the Ben Ishchai, in Chela Gimel Archaim Simon Yud Aleph, says that it's Dafka Tafshel. Tafshel is a solid of food, and a mashkin is different. Yesvi of a mashkin. The Medayik from a Rambam, it's a Gansa Riches. Okay. Shleimer Kluger paskins that are by all mashkim, the halacha is that there's yesh sviya and it's dafka by tafshel. Elfel chashleimer, Shleimer Kluger, dafka tafshel. I drama, so he says this word with drama. Drama held that this is a different case. Okay. Lefizeh, what would be by T? What would be by T? Okay. We hold Yesvia, let's say, by
Mashkin.
If you hold Yesvia by Mashkin, 1 second, 1 minute, Yesvia by Mashkin. So maybe it should be awesome. Maybe it should be awesome. If you hold Ein Svia by Mashkin, so then there's no problem. But if you hold Yesvia by Mashkin, like those Achrayim, and we'll soon start to see the Rav Payan, the Ben Ishchai passes, you know, we'll drink tea on Shabbos. You have to make it 4 Shabbos, or you do it the other way around, like I told you. You first put the water, the scents, and then the water. Like the cheshmon with karkum that I told you. That's the Rav Pel. That's why I chapped that I was right about this before and after. The before, like coffee. The before and after. I chapped it afterwards. The before and after has to do with Svi also. Okay, well, you went, I want to tell you what we just learned. That Yei Svi b'mashkim according to many achayim. I, this halacha, it's elef l'chashleim, l'chashleim l'chugim. L'chugim paskins like this. That the Svi b'mashkim. This is only tafsh. Either Rama, either we don't pass like this Rama, meaning it's talking about here, or this Rama is Yayin. Yayin is different. Let's see the Shara Tzi and Siv Kot and Samach Dal. Chin Yud Ches Siv and Samach Dal. Let's go. Fit. If you have to go to Shabbos a little bit. I love you. Go. I love you with all my heart. Go. Go. Go ahead, Nu. Yes, he put Samach Dalet, right? Shartin?
Which Simon?
It's Shin Yud Ches or Shin Yud Tes, maybe?
Shin Yud Ches.
Siv Samach Dalet, right? Is that? Siv Kan the Shartin, right?
Yeah,
I remember. Shin Yud Ches. Yeah. T. So what does he say? No. There is Svi Lech, right?
Ein Svi Lech.
Ein Lachush, because we pass in the.
Ein
Svi Lech.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying that. But the nafka mina would be this: that according to Shlomo Klug, you had a problem with the tea. Huh? This is it. No, the shots here. I don't have a mishnah. Okay. Well, yeah. What is
it?
Yeah. That we are. For those that are chay, which means maybe the what you call it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess that's that second sheet, right? Now one sheet is Ein Svi B'mashkin, and the second sheet is Lachshesh because Yesh Svi. Unless you learn, you hear Rabbi Yisai, that Sharatin thinks that the reason for the tea is to give color also. That's what I wasn't sure shot in the Sharatin. Does the Sharatin Machmir, like the Sheetz that holds Yesh Svi B'mashkin? Or the Sharatin is saying, even if it's Yesh Svi B'Eichlim, it could be part of the Kavana, is the flavor and the color. I want you to know it's 100% true. You know how I know that? My father drinks hot water, and he puts a tiny drop of tea. And I once asked him, what's the Sharatin? It doesn't taste. He said, yeah, but it doesn't look like water. It looks, it's a certain, there's water and there's tea. There's a chilk, the flavor, not necessarily. Some people, it's just a hot water, just a hot drink. The tea is not the flavor, it's just to give a certain color to it. You're not masking. Mr. Klishki, you're up, so what do you know from Zach?
Saying,
you drink Coca Cola.
The old people, they drink just hot water plain.
That's what I'm telling you. Remember those days that people drink hot water plain? So they put a drop of tea in just to give it up this little. In general, sometimes tea is just to give a little color. Just hot water. Europe, she eat and drink hot water. My father sits there with a cup of hot water.
I always think it's
Shabbat Nizak. Welcome to the world. You know what the teretz is?
I haven't seen it for a while.
Can I tell you the teretz to this? Can I tell you the terrace to this? Can I tell you where this comes from? It was a luxury to have a cup of hot water. It was a luxury. My Zaidi told me, and I heard this from what's his name? From Rav Schwab from Muncie. Rav Schwab from Muncie was a side to side in Shanghai with my grandfather, which means they had one apartment and they had a partition. Ramartcha was the Rav Pam of Muncie. He was the Rav Pam, even more. Doylan doesn't even know he's even sweeter than Rav Pam. If it's shy, such a thing. He would just sit there and just throw out to talk to you, and I love you, and I, what can I do for you? I met him once. You have no idea. He didn't stop bothering me to help me with the shidduch and to do for me, and then chesed. It was just unbelievable. Nah, you're talking about the he was cool. Not like that. Ramartcha Schwab or something else. My grandfather was with it. He was Lamaisa. You know, he got things done. Ramartcha was just love, and helping. And it was just coolly life. And it's such a nice. It was unbelievable how he poured out life. Ramartcha Schwab was back to back, side by side. Oh, that's it, Lamaisa. Oh, you're not Maiv. That's it. I'm done. That's it. Tomorrow.